The traveler then, O devotee of the way, is he whose march and face are towards the future.
So all this explanation was about we and you, the logical fellow who was talking, right? Then he arrived to a moment to say, therefore, passenger, we have to be passenger. Passenger is a fellow that his line and his technique is about future, something that you accepted in the future. Yes?
Even as the troops of fantasy are at every moment arriving unweariedly through the curtains of the heart.
I'm talking about the heart. And how is it that every single moment there is an imagination and something floating around? What is it? What is motivating us to have so many khyal, imagination? Yes?
If ideas are not from one plantation, how are they coming to the heart on each other's heels? Company after company, the army of our ideas, by thirst is speeding towards the fountain of the heart. They fill their jars and go. They are continually appearing and vanishing. Regard thoughts as stars of the sky revolving in the sphere of another heaven. You have experienced good fortune? Give thanks and do works of charity. You have experienced bad fortune? Give alms and ask pardon.
Yeah. The question is, who are we? This is the serious question. The first is, who am I? And when I'm talking about the human being, who are we? Because we are all together in it, in the same moment, right? He would say, this is the question that I have to have. Why? Because look around you. What do you see in the sky? You will see the stars. Sometimes they are good, sometimes they are bad. What should you do? Oh, when they are good, be thankful. Because you are living on what is given to you just like that for free. Right? So, if it is good, thanks a lot. If it is bad, means what? Means I soured them and I blame what? I blame me. That was the first action you are supposed to learn here. Do you remember book one? Standing up, being me, complaining. This one, I have done something wrong. I have to change myself to pay some donations, try to be nice, to be good, because I have done something wrong. Me, I am the guilty one. Not that, God is the guilty one. And when something is bad, I would say, what is this? You are talking about a good God, and this child, look at it, is born without the hands. What do you say about that? I say, who said that a human being should have hands? Okay, a lot of us, we have it, but why? Questioning the existence is stupid. We started with that. Therefore, yes.
Who am I in relation to this? Come, O my king, make my ruling star auspicious and wheel once.
Main question. Who are we? Please explain it to me. Yes.
Illumine my spirit with moonbeams, for my soul is blackened by contact with the tale. Deliver it from fancy and vain imagination and opinion. Deliver it from the well and the tyranny of the rope. In order that through thy goodly loving kindness a heart may lift its wings and soar up from a water and earth. O Prince of Egypt and faithful keeper of thy promise, a wronged Joseph is in thy prison.
This is it. When they talk about that story, you feel like watching a movie, a made-up story, or something like that. They're talking about you. This is the essence of all these stories we bring in. You are the king of Egypt. And in your prison, that beautiful fellow is in prison. You have to try to relieve this fellow from the prison of me, ego. Look around you. However you try to paint, draw the picture of a bad fellow, the color of your feeling could not be good. That's something in your mind and in your heart. What is it occupied now? Your imagination, thinking about this, thinking about that, and imagination. Get rid of all these imaginations. Simple. Wait a moment and relax and feel the life. Yes?
Quickly, dream a dream of his release, for God loveth the beneficent. The seven noxious lean kine are devouring its seven fat kine. The seven dry, ugly, and unapproved ears of corn are feeding on its fresh ears. Famine has arisen in its Egypt, O mighty potentate. Hark, O king, do not continue to sanction this.
What are these? This was, in short, form the dreams, which has the meaning of the future and what's going to happen. Yes?
Let my Joseph sit in thy prison, O king. Come, deliver me from the wiles of the women. My mother's lust caused me to fall from the highest heaven, which was my tethering place.
What was that about the women? Do you remember? In that story, a group of women, they all are attracted to this simple, beautiful fellow. Means what? They are women. They are logical. They are analyzing. And they are looking at the appearance. They want to connect with it. That's it. The appetite of logical attentions. Yes?
So by the artfulness of a crone, I fell from complete perfection into the prison of the womb. She brings the spirit from the highest heaven to the Hatim. Great must be the craft of women. My first and my last fall were caused by woman. Since I was spirit, and how have I become body? Hearken to this lament of Joseph in his lapse, or take pity on that distraught Jacob.
You see, this is, he says, I was transformed. Somehow I was saved from this group of women that logically are around me. But I'm not crying because of them. I'm crying because of my brothers. My brothers are masculine, right? But they were simply jealous. And because of jealousy, they did all this. So he will say, shall I complain of my brothers or of the women who have cast me? Yes.
Shall I complain of my brethren or of the women who have cast me like Adam from the gardens? I am withered like leaves in December because I have eaten the wheat from the paradise of union. When I saw thy graciousness and kindness and thy greeting of peace and message, I produced rue against the evil eye. The evil eye reached even my rue. Only thy languishing eyes are able to avert every evil eye in front or behind.
This is something that it's difficult for us to understand, because in time of Rumi, they believed in evil eye and angel eye, because then they needed to judge the people very fast and explain all unexplainable stuff with the magic. So there is a magical force behind every fellow, and some of them are bad, some of them are good. Here he talks about it because he wants to explain that, listen, there is one eye which is in my heart. Do you remember that one that never lies, never cheats? Listen to that. Yes?
Thy good eye, O King, defeats and extirpates the evil eye. How excellent it is as a remedy. Nay, from thine eye come alchemies. They turn the evil eye into the good eye.
It's not that you are the king who is capable of understanding who is good, who is bad. You could change the bad people to the good one, because this is what we all need to try to, not to avoid them, to change them. For that, you need to be the king, to have the power. Yes?
The king's eye hath smitten the eye of the falcon heart, and its falcon eye has become mightily aspiring, so that because of the great aspiration...
Do you remember this bird we talked about? That's it. There is a bird which is not looking around for something for itself. It's selfless. It sits on your arm, blindfolded, and quiet. When the king will open the eyes and say, get that one, he tries to do so. That kind of thinking. That's what we are talking about. Yes?